A beloved Skagway pilot was killed in a helicopter crash, and Officer Brayton Long resigns from the Haines Police Department. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. A Skagway helicopter pilot is dead following a crash outside Skagway on Friday evening. The pilot was 59-year-old Christopher Maggio of Skagway. Maggio was the only person on board. According to an Alaska State Trooper report, the U.S. Coast Guard contacted troopers Friday evening around 8:30 to report that a helicopter had gone down near the upper portion of the Denver Glacier, 6 miles east of Skagway. A Coast Guard helicopter crew from Sitka was dispatched to locate the crash site and confirmed the pilot was deceased. Skagway Search and Rescue recovered Maggio on Saturday afternoon. Maggio's remains will be sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for an autopsy. Next of kin have been notified. Friday's crash was the second in Southeast over the past week. Tim Despain is the public information officer for the troopers. He said Saturday that the helicopter was returning to Skagway from a glacier dog camp after dropping off supplies when it went down. The National Weather Service called for cloudy, windy conditions Friday afternoon and evening. Wind gusts were estimated at around 40 miles per hour. However, the cause of the crash is still unknown. According to Joe Hicks, the senior vice president for Temsco Helicopters, the pilot was overdue from his supply drop as of 7 p.m. Friday. He said another Temsco helicopter was launched at 7:12 p.m. from Skagway, and at 8 p.m., the aircraft was located and the Coast Guard notified. Rescue efforts were then coordinated with the Coast Guard as well as local fire and rescue teams in Skagway. The National Transportation Safety Board has started an investigation into the cause of the crash. Hicks stated that, quote, Temsco will not speculate or release any details regarding the cause of the incident until authorized to do so by the NTSB. Hicks also said, quote, the entire Temsco family is deeply saddened by this tragic incident, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and loved ones of our pilot. As the summer tourist season gears up, helicopters are busy flying gear, guides, and sled dogs to summer glacier camps. A helicopter owned by the company Aera crashed on the Norris Glacier outside Juneau on Thursday, injuring the pilot. Both the Norris and Denver glaciers serve as seasonal base camps for different dog sled tour companies. KHNS will continue to have updates on this story as we get them. Officer Brayton Long, a member of the Haynesboro Police Department for about 6 months, handed in his resignation last week. Borough administration did not give details on why Long is leaving the force. The police department in Haines has taken another hit. With Officer Long's resignation, the unit is again down to three. Interim Chief Josh Dryden, Officer Chris Brown, the newest hire, and Officer Jordan Welsh, who was hired as a temporary fill-in until the department is fully staffed. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan says Long wants to pursue other things, but was unsure if he'll stay in town.
Sorry to see him go. He's a good guy, and other than that, I mean, I hope he's making the right decision for himself.
According to Ryan, Officer Welch, who is on loan from Hoonah, will stick around for the summer. The police department will continue looking for qualified officers.
They kind of have an ongoing call, so if someone comes along that's really desirable, they'll pursue it. So I don't know that we're going to make any extra effort right now, other than if someone came up that was really highly qualified and wanted to come, and just kind of wait until the new chief's in town.
Ryan wouldn't comment on whether Long's resignation is a result of a couple of incidents that have drawn negative attention. In January, Long accidentally shot himself in the wrist during a training exercise. He made a full recovery and was back on the job soon after the accident. Long told KHNS in an interview in January that he wasn't going to let his accident affect his desire to continue to serve the public.
I'm fully confident in my abilities to do my duties, and I've talked to Sergeant Dryden, and he's fully confident in my ability to pursue my duties.
Last week, the Chilkat Valley News reported that Long was involved in an incident on Small Tracks Road, which led to guns being drawn on residents by both Long and Alaska State Trooper Drew Neeson. Long and Neeson were called to the area after the department received a complaint of gunshots. According to the Haines Police Blotter, Long and Neeson, quote, made contact with the individuals who were shooting, end quote, and gave them a verbal warning. Interim Chief Dryden told the CVN he did not believe that Long violated any policy or procedure. Prior to that, Long applied for a job as Haines Police Chief. He made the list of 10 finalists, but did not make it to the top three. This weekend, the finalists in that search will be in Haines for interviews and to meet the public. Long was hired in November and served as an officer in Skagway for 5 years before that. He said in December, just over a month after arriving, that because he has friends and family in Haines and he grew up here, he was going to stick around for a long time. A call to Officer Long was not returned by press time. By the end of this week, the chances are pretty good that Haines will have a new borough manager and police chief selected. Finalists for both jobs are set to visit this weekend. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The roster of frontrunners for manager has shifted again. According to borough clerk Julie Causey, Kate Fiel declined an offer to continue in the manager vetting process. The borough assembly voted in late April to add Fiel to the slate of four finalists following withdrawals from two of their initial top picks. One of the candidates the assembly designated as a backup finalist will take Fiel's place. Paul Dauphiné is currently the executive director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission. He has been in that job for about 5 years and also has experience as a Chamber of Commerce director and college president. The other three manager finalists are William Seward, Mark Carrot, and Kevin Oppel. Seward is a Coast Guard boating safety director in Florida with Alaska roots. Oppel is director of operations at Naval Station Everett in Washington. And Carrot is a county administrator in Florida. There are three finalists for the top job at the Haines Police Department. William Dave McKillican is the only candidate with Alaska experience. He is currently the police chief in Hoonah. Timothy O'Neill is police sergeant in a 50,000-person town in Wisconsin, and Heath Scott is a deputy chief of police working in Washington, D.C. Interim borough manager Brad Ryan added Scott as a finalist after one of the candidates he initially shortlisted withdrew from consideration. Haines residents will have an opportunity to meet and give input about the candidates this Friday and Saturday. These are the events that are open to the public. On Friday, the Public Safety Commission will interview police chief candidates between 2 and 5:15 p.m. The public is welcome to observe, but should not expect to participate. From 5:30 to 6:30, there will be a meet and greet with police chief and manager candidates at the library. At that event, members of the public will be able to write down their thoughts about the finalists for the Assembly and Public Safety Commission to consider. On Saturday at 1 p.m., the Public Safety Commission will meet in Assembly Chambers with Interim Manager Brad Ryan to consider hiring for police chief. At 2 p.m., the Assembly will meet in the library to consider selection of a new manager. Although both meetings are open to the public, part of the discussion might take place in executive session. If all goes as planned, the Assembly may offer a contract to a new manager, while the interim manager, with the advice of the Public Safety Commission, may choose a new police chief. Richard Firstman, who was hired by the Assembly to conduct the manager and police chief search, did not return requests for comment by deadline Monday. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
After months of ad hoc committee meetings, the Minor Offenses Ordinance is coming back to the Haines-Borough Assembly. At this week's meeting, the Assembly will vote to replace the old ordinance with the revamped one. The committee's final recommendations include an emphasis on compliance over enforcement and, quote, softened language to align with that idea. Two public hearings are scheduled in the coming weeks, with adoption of the updated version set for June 14th. The first hearing is set for May 24th, unless the Assembly chooses to reschedule. Also on the agenda is a motion to create an ad hoc code review commission. A motion was brought forward in April, but was postponed to coincide with the Assembly's discussion of minor offenses. The Minor Offenses Ad Hoc Committee recommended the creation of the commission to, quote, allow the community time to focus on the appropriateness of individual violations to our community, end quote. The first public hearing about interim manager Brad Ryan's proposed borough budget is set for Tuesday night. The Committee of the Whole held three meetings to discuss various sections of the budget. The budget is scheduled for adoption on June 14th. The borough assembly meeting starts at 6:30 in assembly chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.